Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 36. Bible says, then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. They shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them that do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, Brother Charles, if I can, on this thought, the world in liberty. The world in liberty. We're right before the celebration of the 4th of July when we celebrate the liberty that we have as a people and a nation, the United States of America, and the liberty that we have because of the world, the country, and the land that we live in. And we sure do appreciate that. And we see this in writing in Matthew, and we talked in Sunday school that book of Matthew, Matthew is writing to the Jew. He's writing to the Jew, but he's also writing to me and you. And as he writes to them, the Lord is speaking here, and he begins to pull up in the house, and he begins to declare the things that he's been talking to his people about through the ages. I mean, he's doing it today just like he did it then. The Lord is still speaking to his people through his word and declaring some things to us. And then we take his word, and in the volume of the book, it's written. The Bible says his Bible is of no private interpretation. And he said a little here and a little there. And we start putting it together, and we realize the power of an almighty God. And we realize that the world that we live in, the liberty that we have, is because of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's because, like I said before, if it wasn't for the Christian flag, we wouldn't have the American flag that we have today. We wouldn't have the liberty that we have if it wasn't that we was based and founded upon Christianity this morning. Amen. I won't say we are, we were. That's how we were founded. That's what we believe. And the Lord has declared to us, and He's blessed us because of that. Amen. In spite of everything else that takes place in this world. But we see that the Lord has given a parable, and the disciples come to Him in the house, and they ask Him to declare unto them the parable of the tares of the field. So what happens, the Lord has given them a parable, and several parables actually, and they ask Him about this parable of the tares of the field. See, there's something growing in the field that's not good. And they wonder why the Son of Man would plant a field that wasn't good, that had bad things in it. Amen? It's hard to understand. You say, well, Pastor, it is hard to understand why the Lord would allow us to live in this world and allow bad things to be in this world with us. Amen. The bad things are not of God. The bad things of our own doing because of sinful men, because of who we are in this old flesh, because of the ability that we have to serve God, love God, and go with God, and how we pull back from that. And if we ain't careful, we get caught up in the things in the world and the worldliness, and we go in a different direction. And sometimes, a lot of times, that's not a good direction. Amen? But if we want to have the world in liberty, it's got to be in the liberty of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look at these parables today, and we see as the Lord began to pin them down for us, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 1, He talks about the Lord's abiding by the sea and the multitudes there. And He gives them another parable. And He gives a parable of a sower, and a sower that went forth to sow, verse number 3. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the way, and some by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. And some fell by the stony places, they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root, and they withered away. I won't say that's what's happening to a lot of Christians today because we have no root and we're withering away. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, how do you get roots? Praise God. You get in the Word of God. You dig down deep. You sink yourself deep into the Word of God. And you abide there, praise God. And you get a depth of root, praise God, that we need to persevere in the day and hour we live. You won't get it outside the Lord. A fellow asked me the other day how you make a marriage work. I said, you get in the Word of God, you get in the house of God, you stay there, I pray God, through the good times and the bad, and you trust the Lord, and the Lord will help you to persevere. Amen. That's the way it works. You can ask any of these folks here today. You can ask Brother Junior, Brother Bill, Miss Jean, praise God. The way to make it work, praise God, is to stay with God. You get away from the Lord, praise God, you'll struggle more than you ever dreamed. But if you'll stay with the Lord, I'm not saying it'll be easy, but if you'll stay with the Lord, God will help you. I'm glad we have an ever-present help in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's an ever-present, that's always present help for times now, today, tomorrow, and the future. If we'll stay with the Lord, you get away from the Lord, praise God, then you're on your own. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want to be on my own. I'd rather be with the Lord, praise God, and let Him take care of my problems so I don't wither away. He said, some fell among thorns, and thorns sprung up and choked them. Others fell on good ground and brought forth fruit. Some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So Lord, tell them here in this parable, praise God. He said they was some spiritual, praise God. The Word of God come upon the people, and He's saying that they received the Word of God. Amen. It's the Word of God, the Word for the people is what He's talking about. The Word was there, praise God. It was there for the people. Amen. And then He talks about the parable of a people for the world that we read, praise God, in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 24. He said, another parable put He forth him, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. And the servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? And he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let them both grow together unto the harvest. In the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, gather first the tares and bind them in bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. So you see the parables as the Lord laid them out here. He sowed good growth, good seed, and the Word of God, praise God, was for the people. Amen. And the people received the Word. But we see here in this parable, read in your hearing, praise God, we see the people, praise God, that were for the Word. The people, how God would use those people, that use those people, even mixed in this world, praise God, in the tares of this world. And he said they was an evil one, an enemy has sowed these tares. Amen. In amongst us. The enemy is none other than the devil. The enemy is none other than Satan, O Slewfoot, the deceiver of men, praise God, who snuck in and sowed the tares among the people. Amen. And he's still doing that today. He still likes to sow tares among the people, praise God. He likes to put tares in our field. And you know, I don't understand. I was working in the garden the other day, Brother Bill, and we've had rains about every evening, and even on Dry Ridge, glory to God. Amen. And it'd been so wet I couldn't even get in it. It was starting to really grow good. But guess what was outgrowing my corn and my beans? The weeds. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't plant weeds in my garden. Amen. If you plant weeds in your garden, well, good for you. But I don't plant weeds in my garden. I plant corn and beans and cucumbers and squash and tomatoes, amen, okra, things that I can eat. But it seems like the weeds want to overshadow and outgrow the stuff that I planted. Now, I put fertilizer in the rows where my crop is, and I don't fertilize the middle of the row, but the middle of the row wants to outgrow the rows. Amen. That's just the way it is because of the curse in which we live. Amen. Because of the curse that's in this world, praise God, the weeds sprang up and the Bible says, and the thorns, and if ain't careful, it chokes out the good stuff. And what he's saying here, praise God, I'm talking about a world at liberty, but we have the things that grow up in this world, praise God, that'll choke things out, those things that are good. Amen. The things that we need, the things that are needful. But we see the Lord here, He's speaking to this, and He gives this second parable. And then we see in verse 37, praise God, how they begin to explain it. He said, He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. Who is that? That's the Lord. The Lord sows good seed. Ain't nothing He sows that's bad. He said, the field is the world. Amen. There's a world out there, praise God. He said, He sows the field in the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. Amen. Now remember, Matthew's talking to the Jew. Amen. He said, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Amen. Praise God. These are religious unbelievers, if you will. Amen. Religious unbelievers. He never calls it the children of the devil. Amen. The mere unbelievers. But He calls the ones that are religious unbelievers. You say, preacher, who could be religious unbelievers? The Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees were all religious unbelievers. Hello? You say, well, why is that significant? Because we got the same thing today. We got a lot of people that claim to be religious, but they're unbelievers. You say, well, how do you know they're unbelievers? Because they're saying and doing things that's contrary to what God says. So they're unbelievers. They don't believe what God says. They're just making it up as they go. Amen. But we have to stay with God, praise God. But the Lord, the Bible never calls, He only calls those that religious unbelievers, praise God, children of the wicked one or children of the devil. Amen. Religious unbelievers, praise God. Look what He says, Matthew chapter 7. Let me just read that to you right quickly. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. He said, but everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter, not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Amen. But now listen to what he says. But then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Amen. In other words, the Lord says, hey, listen, depart from me. I never knew you as my own. I've never known you as mine. He said, you've done all these things. You've tried to do all these works, but you've never received me as your Lord and Savior. He said, so everything you've done in iniquity. You've done it of yourself. Amen. I'm talking about the religious unbelievers. There's a lot of religious unbelievers that are trying to do all these works within themselves and never received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They've got a profession, but they don't have a possession. They don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. They're trying to do good, and good works is a good thing. James said, show me your faith without your works, and he said, I'll show you my faith by my works, by what I do. Amen? But we can only do that in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see the foundation, praise God, that's laid out here. And he talks about the profession without a possession. In verse 24, he says there's two foundations in Matthew chapter 7. Now we're just straight Bible this morning. Stay with me. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Now that is not a rock, that's literally the rock. The rock is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. So he said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. He said, the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew, kind of the way it does us, but the way it done yesterday. John called me, said, we got the awfulest storm I ever seen. And I kind of doubted what he was saying. I thought he was exaggerating a little bit because the sun was shining at my house. Amen. Hey, a little while after I talked to him, there was one little cloud went over. I said, boy, that was bad. I wasn't living at John's house. Amen. I come through this morning, I seen trees and limbs and things and leaves everywhere. And I said, boy, they had a storm out here. Amen. The rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon the house. Now that house speaks of our lives, the life that we live. Amen. Said, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. Amen. If you're standing upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can stand in full confidence that He's promised to take care of you. But He said, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew. Now it's the same thing. Now listen to me. It's the same situations that happened to that one that was founded upon a strong foundation, Jesus Christ. The same situation, the same trauma, the same storm. Hello? And beat upon the house. In other words, that pounded on that life as well. He said, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Amen? So we see this thing, and we see the foundations of it, and we see the power that we have, and the power that we have is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And outside of Him, there's no power at all. So Matthew is telling us here in the writings of the Word, praise God, about the foundation that we need, because he said we're living in this world. He said, and in this world there is a field. Amen? And in that field dwells people. He said the field is the world. Amen? And it's the world that we live in, guess what, is the dwelling place of humanity. That's where we live and breathe and have our being, praise God. Amen? And he said, then the good seed, those are children of the kingdom. Amen. Those that are trusting the Lord. Remember, it's written to the Jews. They were looking for the kingdom of God. And they were about to reject the king. And when you reject a king, you lose your kingdom. Amen. You can't have a kingdom without a king. Somebody said, well, praise God, the kingdom of heaven's already come. No, it ain't, because they ain't got a king yet. But there's coming a king one day. A king of kings and lord of lords are going to rule and reign, praise God. Praise God, forever and ever. And we sure do appreciate that. And we see that even in their Lord's Prayer when they prayed. Remember the Lord's Prayer? Back in Matthew chapter number 6. They asked the Lord. They said in verse number 8, he says this. He said, but be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him. He said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be, or high and holy, praise God, that's what that means, be thy name. He said, thy kingdom come, now that's a statement, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is been done in earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And let us not be and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil, or the very evil one, who's often tempting us. He said, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Amen. So we see here they was asking, they were looking, they were desiring the kingdom. He said, after this manner, pray ye, praise God. And he said, verse number 10, he said, thy kingdom come. So he said, we're looking for the kingdom, praise God. And he said, the children of God, the good seed, are the children of the kingdom. Those are the seeds, those are the ones that's trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and looking for His appearing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm a child of the King, praise God. I'm looking to go yonder under the God of heaven. The kingdom, I'm looking for a kingdom of our Heavenly Father. It's coming, praise God. It's not going to be too long. I'm excited about what's happening around us. I'm excited about being able to see it. Paul says he wrote about it in 1 Corinthians. If you want to look with us, 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, but Paul said this. If I get right to the right chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse 24. He says this. I'm on the wrong book. Second Corinthians. I wrote my verse down wrong. Second Corinthians, chapter number 5, verse 24. I don't have it there either. Amen. I'm sorry. I'll find it in a second. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15. I didn't write my one down. Amen. Verse 24. He said, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Amen. So we see God Almighty, praise God, in the kingdom of the Father, praise God. The kingdom will be delivered up to the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so the only way that we can receive and partake, praise God, is through Christ the Lord. And that kingdom will be delivered through His through the Son of God. Amen. It's a magnificent kingdom. First Corinthians 15, verse 51. He said, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For the corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." Amen. Verse 53. Verse 54 says, "So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying which is written, death is swallowed up in victory." Now we sing about victory in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He is our victory. It says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." So we see that we have that, like, the kingdom of God is delivered up to the Lord, and we see the, praise God, that the last thing that we have to worry about is death, and that the Lord Jesus Christ has even given us victory over that. We ought to be a shouting people today because victory has been had. Amen. And we see this world in trouble. We see this world in disarray today, and the sadness, praise God, of the condition that it's in. This world's in a mess. Amen. And it's because we've forsaken the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And because that, we fell into bondage. You see, a preacher out Israel said, "Well, we've never been in bondage. We're not in any bondage to nobody." Amen. The world that we live in is in bondage to the devil. Amen. The devil has control of this present world that we live in. Verse 39 of Matthew 13, it says, "And the enemy that sold them is the devil." Amen. So we see that the bondage that we have is to the wicked one, the devil. He's holding us back. He's holding us up. He's keeping us from prospering in this world. Amen. Praise God. And he's condemned. He's condemned the world through death. Bible says death passed upon all men. Romans 5:12. All men, those that have turned from God and turned to ungodliness. But all men, praise God, have sinned to come short of the glory of God. And because of that, amen, we're facing the consequences and the situations that we are today. But Christ has made us, because we're in bondage to the wicked one. And this earth that we live in, praise God, is condemned. But he's, praise God, I'm glad that the Bible says also that those that are in Jesus Christ, there is no condemnation. Amen. We've been delivered from condemnation. But the world, praise God, is condemned unto death. The world that we know in, praise God, is a sad condition because of the sin and the darkness that's prevalent all around us. They said the God of this world hath blinded them. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. He said that the prince of this present, who is the prince of this present world? It's the devil, amen. It's none other than the devil. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse 3, he says this. He said, "But if our gospel hid is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world, the devil, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." That being said, because the darkness in this world, the condition, sad condition of blindness, praise God, it's just like the world is just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They went into it with their eyes wide open, but yet they were blinded. They didn't want to see the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, praise God, the Messiah of God, because they was afraid they would lose their prestige. They was afraid they would lose their power. But praise God, if you're going to have liberty in the world today, you'll have it only through Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The darkness will have to flee. The darkness has to go away so that we can trust the Lord. The gospel is hid. It's hid to them that are lost. Those of us that know Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we see the light, which He is, that marvelous light of God the Father, shining forth unto those who believe. Amen. but the cause of the sad condition that this world is in. Amen. You say, why is it such a bad place? Because it's ignorant to the love of God, to God and His love, the love that He has to bestow upon us if we'll listen to Him, if we'll think upon the things of God. He tells us in 1 Corinthians, this is where I was going a while ago, 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse 21. He said, for after that the wisdom of God, the world was by wisdom, knew not God. In other words, the wisdom was there, but they didn't want to hear it. Same way that the world day, praise God, the wisdom of God is there, but they don't want to hear what God's got to say. I'm seeing a flip on this, though. I'm seeing people that's starting to desire to hear the things of God. They're wanting to hear from somebody that's making a little bit of sense. Amen? He said, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. The foolishness of preaching. He said the wisdom of God was there. They didn't want to hear it because it takes the foolish. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching, praise God, to save them that believe. We got to believe the foolishness of preaching. Not foolish preaching, but the preaching of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Because He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. We need a drawing power today, praise God. But we're living in a world, praise God, it's sad in the world that we live in because so many that just don't want to hear. Sad thing is, we brought our children up in a day and hour that the church and God and godliness is not really important. You know, the ball games on Wednesday night and the activities that we have, amen, through the school and everything is more important than the things of God. Hello? And if we ain't careful, we teach our children this. They say, well, you know, when I was growing up, we played ball on Wednesday nights. Amen? And so they don't see the importance of being down at the house of God, assembling ourselves together so we can be fed from the bountiful supply of God, to receive that wisdom from the Lord. They just don't see it. They don't see the need. Amen. But we see the sadness of the church. Amen. Praise God. But he says here, the foolishness of preaching, we cannot know the things of God. We can't get the things of God. We can't know God, praise God, without a testimony or without a witness. We have to have a witness so that others can hear, praise God, about how good God is. Don't ever be ashamed to praise God and tell people how good He is. Amen. Praise God. God likes to hear, praise God, that we love Him and we appreciate Him. That's why he would tell us in Romans chapter number 10, verse 13, he says this, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Have you called upon the name of the Lord? Asked Him to forgive you sins, come in your heart. Praise the Lord. I hope so. Look at verse 14. And he said, how then shall they call on Him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him whom they have not heard? Hard to believe if you haven't heard. And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. It's hard to hear without somebody proclaiming and publishing it. Praise God, we don't know. We won't hear. So he's saying you can't know the Lord without a testimony, without a message, without a witness, without a messenger. That's where we come in. Amen. The world in liberty, praise God, to be a world in liberty whenever the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ is proclaimed and broadcast abroad so that people can be the wisdom of God and be saved. Amen. So where does liberty come from? Our liberty comes from the Lord. Amen. The liberty that we have as a nation. Amen. The liberty that we have came from men that were willing to sacrifice for the nation. Amen. We had men, praise God, that would stand up and they would heed the call when they was called to go out and serve. When other countries and peoples were rising up in power and trying to usurp their authority on us, we had men that would heed the call. Amen. Some of them wasn't voluntary. They got drafted. Amen. Didn't sign up to go because they wanted to. Because they were called, praise God, they went and they served the country. Amen. And they went off and they went to fight an enemy in a far country. Amen. You say, preacher, why would anybody do that? Why would anybody be willing? Why wouldn't you just run hide somewhere? Because they was willing to go and fight in a far country. They were willing to fight, stand up to face the enemy so that the enemy would stay where they were and wouldn't come to where they lived. Amen. They'd fall to me. I mean, they would go over to a land in a country, a faraway place, and they would march on to the place, and they would march up the hill, and they would keep marching up that hill, and they'd keep pressing up that hill, praise God, till victory was won. Amen. That's how we have liberty. That's how we have liberty to celebrate, praise God, what we're going to celebrate in a couple days, the 4th of July. Amen. Because men, praise God, would step out, and praise God, and they would put themselves forward. And they would say, I'll go, praise Lord. And I'll fight the good fight. I'll put myself out there, and I'll stay with it. I won't run. I won't retreat. But because we have liberty, amen, the liberty came from these men. The liberty came from the man Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, praise God, stepped out, and when the sin come upon the world, Jesus said, Father, I'll go. I'll be that price of sin. I'll go down there. I'll be born of a babe. I'll grow up. I'll tell it. I'll witness for you. And when it's said and done, I'll go and I'll die. I'll hang on a cross, praise God, an old rugged cross. I'll become a curse. Amen. So that they might be set free. And Jesus Christ, praise God, He came, praise God, and He fought the battle. The enemy was all around Him all the time. They was trying to take Him. They were trying to dissuade Him. They were trying to mix Him up in His speech. But He just kept saying, thus says the Word of God. Thus says the Heavenly Father, praise God. This is the way we've got to go. And they said, why don't you go some other way? Even His disciples, when He told them how He'd go, and He said, Peter said, uh-uh, Lord. He can't be there. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. This is the way I've got to go. He said, I've got to march up that hill. I've got to take the hill. I've got to face the enemy head on. Amen. I've got to face the enemy of humanity face to face. He had so many times. But the Lord Jesus, praise God, He pressed on. He fought a battle. He was in anguish in the garden, praise God, because of what was coming upon Him, that the sins of the world be put upon His shoulders. And He prayed with earnestly to His sweat came as great drops of blood. He said, Father, He said, if let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but thine be done. He said, preacher, I just don't understand that, because He was 100% human just like me and you. And He knew the weight that was coming upon Him. And He said, Lord, if there's any way possible, Father. He said, but not my will, but thine be done. You know what He was saying? He said, Father, help me mount that hill. Help me go into battle. Help me stay in the battle. Help me stay in the fight. Help me not to give up and not to give in, praise God. Help me stay, praise God, with the task till victory is won. Amen. The world in liberty, praise God, is because of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who died on Calvary for you and me so that we could go free. Amen. He fought a good fight. He kept the faith. He stayed with God, His Heavenly Father, until it was finished. I know it was. Because He said so. He hung on the cross of Calvary and He said, it is finished. Amen. The work of Calvary. The work of a world in liberty. Given to us through Jesus Christ our Savior. And He says unto us today, praise God, the Word was for the people. And now He said the people are for the Word to take it in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Tell somebody what Jesus done for you. Brag on the Father. And the Son, through the Holy Spirit, encouraging each other, praise God. Amen. Believing on Christ, what He did. And the liberty that we have today. I'm glad we're a nation at liberty. Amen. We have liberty in Jesus Christ to worship Him in spirit and truth. As we think upon that, we celebrate the 4th in a couple days. Just remember that the reason we can is because what Jesus done for us on Calvary. Amen. What He did for you and for me on the cross of Calvary. He offered us, He gave us liberty in what He did. Amen. Well, He stayed the task. He struggled. Just like we do. But He said, hey, you know what? He said, not my will be done, but Father, your will be done. I want you to get the glory. I want you to get the victory. Amen. What we're about to do. He said, Father, I want you to help me to go all the way. He said, I want you to deliver me victory and liberty for those that will come behind me. And he told his disciples, he said, I'm praying for you. He said, first I'm praying for myself. Amen. He said, I'm praying for you. And he said, I'm praying for those that will come along behind you so that they can have liberty as well in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Through God the Father. I'm glad it's that way. We have liberty, people, today in the Lord Jesus Christ. The liberty to worship Him and serve Him and praise Him and give Him glory in Lord Jesus our Savior. Through a witness and a testimony and none other than Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And when we believe it and we believe Him, He makes everything better. And I'm glad it's that way. Amen. I love the Lord. He said He offers up liberty to a world. I wish the whole world had what we have in Jesus Christ. Salvation in the Lord. A blessed hope that's far better because we know about things to come. What we've endured, what we've went through. But it just gets better farther on. One day in a little while, we'll be in the presence of our Savior. Liberty we have to worship Him and praise Him and give Him glory for all that we have today in Christ our Savior. Amen.